We spoke in the past about Meisershani, the status of Meisershani. I have my produce. I have all of my fruits and vegetables that grow. I separate from it Truma and Maisros. And then in certain years, I have also an obligation of Meisershani. I take my Meisershani. We spoke about the status of that Meisershani. Is it like Mamon Gavoa or Mamon Hedyot? What exactly does that mean? How much is it really mine? We then spoke about how you eventually go and you bring it to Yerushalayim. And when you bring it to Yerushalayim, last week's discussion, we spoke about, is there a mitzvah to eat Meisershani? We referenced discussions, is there a mitzvah to eat certain kachim? Is there a mitzvah to eat it because it's like kachim? Is there a mitzvah to eat it for other reasons? It's included in the mitzvah of the hafrasha. We spoke about a variety of discussions last week. I want to speak this week a little bit about what exactly it means. How are you supposed to consume Meisershani? In particular, we're going to speak about one topic that relates to Maseches Yuma. It relates to Truma. And it also relates a little bit, Halacha L'Maisa, to an interesting discussion that the more you learn the sugya, the more, in a certain sense, it's like one of those things that sounds a little bit ridiculous. And then the more you learn the sugya, Halacha L'Maisa, you sort of appreciate at least where a Chumrah is potentially coming from. The Mishnah tells us the Meisershani in Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. The Rambam Paskins like this also. The Meisershani nitan la'achila vilishtia. Meisershani, when you bring it to Shalayim, you can eat it or you can drink it. And it's also lisicha, to anoint yourself with it. We're going to speak a lot tonight about the status of anointing oneself in different areas of halacha and where in particular Meisershani it comes up. But you're allowed to take Meisershani and you're allowed to anoint yourself, to rub it on yourself, Meisershani. It says the Mishnah, though, that's only with lechol davar shedarko, lechol lasuch davar shedarko lasuch. You can only anoint yourself with things that people typically, normally anoint themselves with. And you're only allowed to eat things that people in general eat. That you're supposed to use Meisershani, achila, shtia, and sicha in the way in which, again, that which you normally eat, achila, that which you normally anoint yourself with, sicha, that you are totally allowed, you're totally allowed to do. If you look in the Rambam and Peres HaMishnah, if you look in the Rash quotes a drasha from the Yerushalmi, the assumption seems to be on some level that sicha is compared to shtia. That sicha, Chazal seem to assume that sicha, anointing yourself in many ways, is analogous to drinking. Now, on some level, that's somewhat surprising, but the Rambam quotes that even in Hilchos Meisershani, Perigim Olachayud, Meisershani nitan lachila vishtia, shenemar v'yachalta lifnei Hashem Elokecha. The Rambam says, Meisershani, you can eat and drink. It's mefurash. On some level, you can eat and drink Meisershani. Vesicha kishtia. And anointing yourself is viewed as similar to drinking. And anointing yourself, sicha, is considered to be like shtia. That's what the Rambam seems to write here in Meisershani. The Rambam does write in Meisershani Gimel Hachata Zayin, not all forms of sicha are okay, but that is the general yesod of the Rambam, that anointing is like drinking. I don't know if it's because your body on some level is consuming the liquid, be it in your mouth or on your body. But essentially, your body's taking the liquid of Meisershani, and it is benefiting from it in the normal way in which it's benefited from. So whether you eat or drink it, or whether you drink it or rub it in your body, that's all considered to be okay. In general, we have to give a little bit of background to anointing in general. We'll then be able to understand well a unique phenomenon in Meisershani, and we'll be able, hopefully, to see a brisker rav that's a very important, I think, brisker rav, at minimum for the topic of sicha. I guess depending on how much you value the topic of sicha, that's how critical the brisker rav is in general. It's definitely a good one. I must start as follows. There are a variety of different contexts in which we find an idea that sicha, that anointing yourself, is similar to shtia. That the halacha talks about the status of sicha. One of them we just mentioned is the Mishnah Meisershani in Perek Beis. And that is that just like a person is allowed to eat Meisershani in Yerushalayim, you're also allowed lasuch. You're also allowed to anoint yourself with Meisershani. It happens to also be that the Mishnah Meseches Trumos in Perek Vav, the Mishnah gives us an additional application of this kind of an idea of sicha being like shtia. The halacha is that truma can only be eaten by a kohen. Meiser, you give to a Levi, could be a Levi can share with you, Meiser. Truma can only be eaten by a Kohen. It can be eaten by a Kohen's wife, certain Navad and Behemoth, etc. But truma can't be eaten by a zar. It can't be eaten by a regular non-Kohen, again, unless you are somehow married to a Kohen or you have some other sort of way in. Typically, a zar is not allowed to eat truma. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Trumos, it's also found in a Gemara in Nida and Daf Lamed Beis, that similarly, a zar is not allowed to not only eat truma, but a zar is also prohibited from anointing himself with truma. That truma has to be dealt with a certain way, and sicha, in many ways, is considered to be similar to shtia. Look at the Gemara in Nida. Lo yichalu es katri b'nei Yisrael sheir rimu l'Hashem. L'rabos es hasach v'es ha-shoseh. Shoseh lama likra shtia b'chal chila. Ela l'rabos es hasach kishoseh. The Gemara says, just like a zar can't eat truma, a zar also can't drink truma. And we have a riboy that sichas considered to be analogous to shtia. So we have Maaser Sheni and we have truma. A third context where sicha is compared to shtia, and the Gemara even brings some of the same psukim, is a Mishnah in Maseches Yuma on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, and that is the eighth parak of Maseches Yuma. Eighth parak of Maseches Yuma. That was our Etzes Bakol summer. Whose shir are you in? Rabbi Benovitz or Rabbi Nars? Whose shir are you in? The second summer. Oh, no way. That's an amazing idea. This whole shir, like the whole institution of shir on Thursday night was worth it for that fact. Is that a Lincoln Square connection? Okay. That's awesome. Okay. God bless everyone. The Mishnah on the 8th parak of Maseches Yuma tells us as follows, that Yom Kippur, we know, is usher with 5 inuyim. It's usher with achila and shtia, rechitza, achila shtia, rechitza, sicha, and the ears of sandal, tachos hamita. That it's a person's prohibited on Yom Kippur, not just to eat and drink, but also to anoint yourself. And if you look at the Gemara, Maseches Shabbos, and Daf Pei Vav, the Gemara quotes, minayin l'sicha, shehi kishtia v'yom ha-kippurim. That the Gemara there also compares sicha to shtia. So we have multiple contexts in which sicha, anointing yourself, is viewed like drinking in mitzvos atzuyos ba'aretz, as well as on Yom Kippur. Okay. There is a major machlokas harishonim, as to the status of sicha. When we say anointing yourself is like drinking, is that true even on a d'oraisa level, or is it only true on a d'rabbanan level? The shita of many of the rishonim, Tosfos quotes in Maseches Nida and other contexts, is that the entire din that sichas like shtia in regards to truma, in regards to Yom Kippur, that's all on a d'rabbanan level. Eating and drinking on Yom Kippur is aser mid'oraisa, but sicha on Yom Kippur, that's probably only mid'rabbanan. Look at the Gemara in Shabbos itself. When the Gemara quotes a raya in Shabbos that sicha is like shtia, the Gemara says afa pi she'en raya ledavar, zeicher ledavar. Even though there's no raya explicitly, there's still a reference to it. Sounds like on some level it's d'rabbanan, and that's the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, that the idea of sicha being like shtia is only considered to be true on a d'rabbanan level. They read that also into a Gemara in Maseches Nida. The Gemara quotes two psukim to say sicha is like shtia. One of those psukim is the same pasuk you find in the Gemara in Shabbos about Yom Kippur. Just as on Shabbos the Gemara said Ava Pishein Raya L'davar Zeich L'davar, they say in Nida too, it's not a real mucker. So many of you shown him hold that sicha is only an iser midura banan. Now, amongst those we've shown him that say, here's the Halacha L'maaseh section. Amongst those we've shown him that hold that sicha's dirabanan. They're talking about truma and Yom Kippur. We'll get to my understanding in a little bit. Amongst those who hold it's dirabanan, there are two additional machloksim. One machlokes is as follows. Is this only true when the Gemara explicitly says so? Is sicha only considered to be like shtia on Yom Kippur and for truma? Or is it also true in other areas of halacha? We'll see what that is in a second. Similarly, or additionally, some Rishonim, Rabbeinu Tam in one context, the Beis Yosef quotes Rabbeinu Yerucham, is it only true when you anoint yourself with oil? Is that the only truma time? Or if you anoint yourself with anything? Why does this matter, halacha l'maisa? Does soap have to be kosher? What is soap? What does it mean to put soap on you? That means in many ways you are anointing yourself with soap. A lot of soap, apparently, is made from non-kosher animals are involved in. So, just like you're not allowed to drink things from non-kosher animals, so are you allowed to drink, are you allowed to do sikha with soap that's not kosher? So the Shulchan Aruch assumes, like those we've shown that say, sikha is only midrabanan, and therefore there's no problem of using non-kosher soap. Because the Shulchan Aruch writes the only time, Shulchan Aruch discusses in Hilchos Shabbos, how there are certain times on Shabbos where you can't use certain kinds of soaps on your body on Shabbos. Comes along the Bir Hagra, the Bir Halacha Hilchos Shabbos quotes this and says, you should know, the Gra points out that there are Rishonim who hold that Sikhas, like Shtia, on a Durabanan level, always. Sikhas always like Shtia. Not only in regards to Truma, not only in regards to Yom Kippur, but Sikha is always like Shtia, and therefore these poskim say, just like you can't drink anything from a non-kosher animal, you can't use soap from a non-kosher animal either. Not something which is considered to be okay. The Mishnah Bir Halacha writes, the Minhag HaOlam is to make it with what kind of soap you use. We assume Sikha is only midrabanan. We assume Sikha is limited to certain contexts, doesn't apply to things other than Truma, Yom Kippur. Anointing is not really like Shtia. However, says the Bir Halacha, if it's easy to find kosher soap, maybe that's all the better. Piskei Tshuvos, he points out that, and this is the standard assumption of most, I believe, is that nowadays they like mix in so many different things into our soaps that it's not even right for Achilas Kelev, and therefore you're for sure good to go. And hence, many of us, when we buy soap, assuming that we buy soap, and if not, this is a life tip I'm sharing with you right now, it is a good thing to own, then you can just go and procure it from any store, whatever you want to do, no chashash at all. But there's a group of Rishonim that assumes Sikha on some level is really considered to be midrabanan. Now, yeah. We'll see, okay. That's probably not for like almost like Birch Sanenin. Is it something that had like on a Birch Sanenin level? Not. But some teams take it pretty seriously. At least some do. We'll get to the more truth in a second. However, comes along with Kiva Eger on the Mishnah in Mesechas Maaser Sheni there in Perek Beis. Kiva Eger has a very, very powerful question. Says from Kiva Eger, if you want to say that anointing is like Shtia, I understand that on Yom Kippur. It's Aser Midrabana. Okay, I got that. I understand on Truma, that what's the context of Truma? A czar, a non-Kohen who anoints himself, only violated an Isser Midrabanan. But what's the Mishnah saying in Maaser Sheni? There we're not talking about a prohibited usage. There we're saying, just as there's a mitzvah to eat Maaser Sheni, you're also allowed to anoint yourself with Maaser Sheni. Ask from Kiva Eger there, I don't fully understand this, because, pay attention for a second, if Sikha is only like Shtia on a Dirabanan level, then how can the rabbis allow you to do Sikha with Maaser Sheni? You have a mitzvah doraisa to eat Maaser Sheni. You have a doraisa requirement of Sikha with Maaser Sheni. So if it's really a doraisa requirement to actively go and consume Maaser Sheni, well, if on a doraisa level, Sikha is not really considered to be analogous to Shtia, Sikha is not really at a Torah level like Shtia, so I have not fulfilled the Doraisa mitzvah of consuming Maaser Sheni. So says Rabbi Akiva Eger, I understand the Gemara and Mesechas Shabbos sounds like Sikha is like Shtia for Yom Kippur only midrabanan. I understand that Sikha is only like Shtia for Truma because the Gemara and Nida, Tobit is a Diyak, I got that. But how could you possibly say that when it comes to Maaser Sheni? Because they're not speaking about if you use it, even though the right is mutter, the Rabbanan made it that it's usher. Here, Sikha is not like Shtia. How are you allowed to engage in Sikha? Mido Raisa, you have to consume it. And Sikha is not called a Doraisa form of consumption. So asks Rabbi Akiva Eger, and he leaves it as a Tzarech Ian. As far as clarity on that question, and as far as the whole, I guess, 1, 2, and... Okay. More time? 1, 2, and 3? Let me see where we're at. Okay. General question as follows. We assume Sikha is like Shtia. However, we want to know, is that Midoraisa or Midrabanan? In general, many of you sort of hold it's only Midrabanan. Machlok's about how far the Midrabanan level. If it is, only us or Midrabanan. So then we have a question, which is, if it's only considered like Shtia on a Midrabanan level, How can we allow you to proactively consume your Meiser Sheni like that? You have to consume your Meiser Sheni as a Torah requirement. It may even be a mitzvah doraisa to eat Meiser Sheni. If sicha is not considered to be eating, if it's not considered to be drinking, if it's not a doraisa form of consumption, haven't you essentially been mevatel the mitzvah doraisa of eating Meiser Sheni? So there are a lot of different answers to this question. The Gvuras Ari in Yuma has an answer. Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Emunah Hichos Trumos has a mehalach. The Or Sameach relates to it. A lot of different answers. One answer, for whatever it is worth, the Gvuras Ari thinks maybe you can be mechali. Maybe sicha ordinarily is not like shtia. Maybe sicha is really not like shtia. However, says the Gvuras Ari, the Yerushalmi may have a unique drasha, which is specifically in the context of Meiser Sheni, we make sicha like shtia. Ordinarily, it's only midrabanan. But in the context of Meiser Sheni, it's doraisa. And that's why for Meiser Sheni, you're allowed not to not only eat and drink Meiser Sheni, but sicha on a Torah level is called consuming Meiser Sheni. So when you do sicha with your Meiser Sheni, that is called a doraisa fulfillment of the mitzvah of eating Meiser Sheni. Akan, you got that last point great. If not, it's all good. There is, however, another mahalach. The Aruch HaNer points out in Maseches Yevamos, as do others, that Rashi in Maseches Yevamos appears to hold, it's Yevamos Naf Ayin Dalet, and Rashi there appears to hold that Sicha is like Shtia even on a Torah level. And there are Rishonim that may really assume like that. I believe the Ran in the 8th parak of Maseches Yuma understands that it's prohibited on a Torah level on Yom Kippur not only to eat and drink, but it's also prohibited on a Torah level, midoraisa, to do sicha on Yom Kippur. That's also considered to be, because sicha is like shtia, even on a doraisa level. Similarly, many understand that the Rambam holds that sicha is like shtia for truma also, that a czar who anoints himself with truma has not violated an iser midrabanan, but he's violated on some level even in Isser Mida Oraisa. If you understand like the Rambam Shita there would be, we have a very easy time understanding why on a Torah level you're allowed to not only eat and drink Meiser Sheni, but also anoint yourself Meiser Sheni, because it's all the mitzvah Mida Oraisa. If I go into Yerushalayim and I eat Meiser Sheni, if I go into Yerushalayim and I drink Meiser Sheni, and I go into Yerushalayim and I anoint myself with Meiser Sheni, the Torah says those are three ways that you have consumed Meiser Sheni, because they're all recognized on a Torah level as mitzvah consumptions of Meiser Sheni. Eating, drinking, and anointing. They're all considered to really be there. Let's just clarify what we have done more or less thus far. We've pointed out that we have eating and drinking Meiser Sheni, that's what you could do. You can also do something called sicha. You can anoint yourself. We pointed out that in a couple of different contexts. In Chazal, shtia is viewed like sicha, anointing yourself in the status of drinking. For many, we've shown them the opinions of Tosfos, that's all midrabanan. That's a derabanan comparison. At a Torah level, ain't no dome at drinking to anointing. Only Shiloh is where you draw the line. Is it only for true Yom Kippur? Is it only for oil? Is it even true? The Bira Grut quotes from somebody showing him with things like all non-kosher animals, all kinds of usages. Maybe there's a problem, non-kosher soap, maybe that'd be a problem. We saw other Rishonim, Rashi and Yevamos, maybe the Rambam Shita, but even on Torah level, Sikha is viewed as being like Shtia. Yeah.
For Shtia, there's like a certain Shear that you would need.
So Shearim, we have to figure out the Shearim in light of that, for sure. Figure out, okay. The Brisker Rav comes along, Brisker Rav has an additional Mahalach within the Rambam Shita. The Brisker Rav, it's in the Mechtavim in the back, he has some of this, in the back of the Gris in the Rambam. But there's a kuntris of the Brisker Rav on Kirsha Chodesh, Yuma, and Sukkah. It's put out, it's fantastic. And it the Brisker Rav here is very, very important. Let's try to understand as follows. The Brisker Rav points out the following distinction. When we speak about Shicha being like Shtia, we could theoretically mean one of that from two perspectives. One perspective is to argue as follows. The same way that there's something called a Maisa Shtia, on the level of action, even on the level of Maisa, Shtia and Sicha are considered to be equivalent. You could have argued that. that the same way, whenever we say you can't do a maisa achila or a maisa shtia, you also can't do a maisa sicha. They're both actions that are prohibited. One of them consumes the liquid through my mouth, one of them through my body, rubbing it on, but they're both maisas that are prohibited. Alternatively, says the Briska Rav, you could view the comparison of achila and shtia from a somewhat different perspective. Midin the cheftza. What do we mean, midin the cheftza? That some areas of halacha, the primary concern is not the achila, the primary concern is not the maisa that you're doing, but rather we want to protect particular cheftzas. They're cheftzas that we want to try to protect. What's an example of a theft we want to try to protect? As an example, one may be like truma. Truma, some of us may know, I think Adam Lumen's truma about this, that we're extra protective of truma. You can't, even though in general, for some rishonim, let's say, can I put a small piece of milk into a whole lot of meat, and there's going to be bittul right now. So for many rishonim, you're not allowed, everyone assumes you can't do bittul lichatchila. I can't take a little piece of meat and dump it in my milk on purpose, even though there's more milk. That's called ein mevatlin iser lichatchila. For many rishonim, I think that Adam Lulam writes in Tshuvas, that's only an iser midrabanan, but not for truma. For truma, you have to protect the chefta shel truma. There's certain value in protecting the chefta shel truma. Comes along the Briska Rav and he argues the following for the Rambam. He argues like this. When we say that sicha is like shtia, the usage of an item, the maaser sheni can be used through sicha, the maaser sheni can be used, we really have to distinguish between two different things. Says the Briska Rav, l'inyan one halacha sicha is not like shtia, l'inyan one it is. When it comes to any halacha that focuses on a maisa achila or a maisa shtia, sicha does not count. From the perspective of the action of drinking and the action of eating is fundamentally different from the action of anointing. And therefore, says the Briska Rav, any halacha that's a pure halacha of an isra achila, le'inyan that sicha isra of a maisa achila, sicha is not like shtia. The Briska Rav proves that by how the Rambam places the idea of sicha kishtiyah in regards to truma. He doesn't place it in the context of the regular iser of a maisa. He includes it in a different area in Hilchos Trumos. Says the Briska Rav, that's as far as the maisa goes. Achila is not like shtiyah, that the act, any halacha that you have to eat something, any halacha that you have a maisa achila, that is not going, sicha is not considered to be a maisa achila or a maisa shtia. But there are other areas of halacha where the primary goal, the primary point of emphasis is not the maisa that takes place, but rather the primary point is, where are we right now? Aisuin shal truma rei kecholi surei Torah, tisuin rakal maisa achila. Besicha eina ka'achila le'inyan zeh. Sicha is not like achila as far as the action goes. Any halacha based on the act of eating or the act of drinking, sicha is not considered to be a maisa achila or maisa shtia. However, when it comes to behadi hadinim shal achefta shal truma, but then kiyam mitzvasa, there it's different. It is a halacha about how you engage protecting achefta shal truma. Truma has to be used and consumed in certain ways, and you can't waste it. It has to be used in certain ways. You have to protect the chefza of truma. Not about how you consume it, but it can't be wasted. It can't be used in appropriate ways. It's a chefza that has to be ne'echal. Not that you have to do a maisa achila. There, says the Briska Rav, any halacha that's based on the status of the chefza of the item. So then what we're going to say, sicha really is like shtia. In many ways to say it as follows, in a way that maybe makes a little bit... Putting soap on your body is not the same action as drinking. It's not the same action as drinking. So any halacha based on actions, they're not equivalent. However, when it comes to the perspective of how is the item used, is the result of using that item similar? So the result in both cases, sicha is like shtia. The liquid is being absorbed in your body and benefiting your body. On a maisa level, they're not analogous. Sicha is not like achila. L'inyan other area, sicha, is like. If that's true, to take it one step further, what that means is as follows. What is the mitzvah? We'll raise a question right now. What is the mitzvah of eating Meiser Sheni? What is the mitzvah of eating Meiser Sheni? So I'll give you Shaila, some Achorim are focused on this question in general about Meiser Sheni. When it comes to eating Kachim, there's a very famous Beis Halevi, a discussion in Minchas Chinuch, some very well-known Torah about Kachim. When there's a mitzvah to eat Kachim, is the mitzvah to eat Kachim a Maisa Achila? Or is the mitzvah that the Chefza of Kachim has to be consumed? Mitzvah to eat it, or the Chefza has to be consumed? A lot of nafkaminas. If it's you have to eat it, I have to eat a kezias of it. If it's that it has to be consumed, we don't care if you have a kezias, we divide it up amongst a lot of different people, at the end of the day it all gets eaten, that's fine also. The Chefza has to be consumed. Similarly, another nafkamina, shelo kederech achila. If I have to do a mice achila, so eating in an abnormal way, may not be called eating it. If it has to be consumed, we may not care how it's consumed. What about meiser sheni? When we say there's a mitzvah to eat meiser sheni, what do we really mean? Do we really mean there's a mitzvah to do a mice achila? Just like I have to do a mice of achilas matzah, I have to do a mice of achilas meiser sheni. Is that what we mean? Or alternatively, do we mean that there's no inyan of a mice of achilas meiser sheni, but rather meiser sheni, the chefza of meiser sheni, has to be consumed in specific ways? The theft of meiser sheni, it's important that it's protected and that certain things are not done to it. If that's true, that may be true in light of the Brisker Rav. Sicha is not like shtiyah on the level of maisa. When you anoint yourself with maisa sheni, it is not the same thing as if you did a maisa achila. But for maisa sheni, the mitzvah of maisa sheni, again, if you're with me, I hope that's great. If not, it is really all good. The mitzvah of maisa sheni may not really be about the mitzvah of eating it, but the theft of being consumed. And just like eating is a form of consuming it, and shtiyah is a form of consuming it, so too sicha. Oh, it's a different maisa. I'm rubbing it on my body. It doesn't matter about the level of maisa. On the level of chefza, it is still being consumed, and that may also be a fulfillment of the mitzvah. So maisa sheni, you can eat, you can drink, you can do sicha with, potentially because sicha is like shtiyah, but not on all levels. At minimum, just like the chefza, maisa sheni has to be consumed in certain ways. Eating is one way it can be consumed, drinking is one way, and sicha, like shtiyah, is a way of it being consumed in your body and really being able to be there. As far as just clarity as a whole, then we'll just chazer, but clarity as far, 1, 2, and 3. Okay. We spoke tonight about, again, a general topic about sicha in general. I just didn't know when else people really talk about this, so I figured now is as good a time as any. I have to learn the Ikarik of Yuma, maybe, but I don't know. So we want to speak a little bit about sicha. Anointing yourself is like drinking in a variety of areas of halacha, Yom Kippur, Truma, what about on Maaser Sheni? But for some, the comparison of anointing is like drinking is only midrabanan. Only question is that in what kinds of cases? For some, sicha is considered to be like shtia on a doraisa level. Okay. The Brisker Rav suggests maybe there's a chila. On the perspective of the maisa achila, on the perspective of the chatz, at least, again, I think that's at least how I would use the Brisker Rav. And that may have implications for what the mitzvah of Meiser Sheni is really all about. Is the mitzvah of Meiser Sheni to eat it, or rather, Meiser Sheni has to be on some level, consumed? It's more about the chefta, how you treat it, than you have an inherent mitzvah sagabra to be able to eat it, which is similar to how kachim may go in general. Have a wonderful, wonderful night.